And he says, you know, which was hid from ages and generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery, among the which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. See, it's not just the Spirit of Christ in me. It is, as Paul said, I labor in travail till Christ be formed in you. That is the mystery. That I could be, that like, you know, the new covenant, it's not just God writing the law in his heart, but he creating his son in me. That's a mystery. That's something that was hid. It's kind of a secret even now. But it was revealed in the Gospels. Because people don't even understand or accept this. That they're going to... There's this knowledge that they... Oh, I'm supposed to represent Christ. But they think that they could just keep on sinning and like, well, I still represent Christ. No, you don't. We represent Christ when we are the mirror image of him. Hope of glory is not the hope of heaven. I hope I get to heaven. No. The hope of glory is the expectation of glory. Meaning, the glorious things which God... What is glory? Perfection. What is glory? Righteousness. What is glory? Godliness. What is glory? Temperance. What is glory? To be exactly like Christ. Being an individual separate from him, but being like him in my behavior. And in my words. That is a tall order. That is glorious. Glorious. That is the hope of glory. That is the expectation of the gospel. That is what we are looking for. Never settle for anything less. Don't believe in less. Believe more. Have more faith. Continue in faith. Increase in faith. Be grounded and settled in this truth. Preaching Christ, warning people, I'm going to warn you, you got to be perfect. I'm going to warn you in all wisdom, you got to be perfect. If I don't warn you, then I'm not going to be able to present you perfect. If you don't have faith that you can be perfect, then you never will be perfect. And neither will I. I say, well, Paul, you know, it says like, you know, you who preach a man should be perfect. Are you imperfect? Yeah, that's a problem, isn't it? But honestly, it's not me that preaches. See, this is for the teachers of law. I can't teach you to be perfect. I can't make you perfect. You can't make you perfect. I can't make me perfect. Only God can do this work. Just as God does the teaching. As God gives me the wisdom and the knowledge that I could teach this word in its utter simplicity. To me, this is just so simple. In some ways, I've added complexity by talking about things that are kind of off the subject. You know, at the beginning, I feel like I got a little off track. You know, because I see things and I want to comment on them. And it leads into tangents. But really, when you look at what it says here, the gospel part of it, the gospel message, the message of righteousness, what faith leads to, of grace, unblemished, unreprovable means you can't be accused of anything, you know? The blood of Christ will take away your sins and make you that you should sin no more. It will turn you from your iniquity, as Peter had taught when he preached the gospel in Acts chapter 3. Think about verse 20. I thought Paul saying, I labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. Oh God, work in me mightily to turn me so that I could preach this word with boldness, greater boldness. But hey, you know what? I know I will never have so much boldness that I'm going to speak proudly. You know, true righteousness yields humility. Even the perfect do not speak of it so. I really believe that. You know, like Paul. I think Paul was perfect, but he said, I don't count myself to be perfect. Why? Because he knew there was more. Didn't mean he was full of sin and iniquity. No, no, no. I gotta die. I think there's a few more stripes for my back. So no, I'm not perfect. You know, I could never claim to be perfect. There's always a little more. But the power of God works mightily to do this work. For it is Him that worketh in us both to will and to do His good pleasure. Let me fill you with that knowledge. We need to walk worthy of the Lord, to all pleasing. This book of Colossians is powerful. Hope you're able to continue in studying with me through the whole thing.